There's a free service available to eligible people in the Adelaide Hills region living in residential aged care facilities. It's to support their emotional well-being. It's being delivered by Community Living Australia in partnership with Community Options Australia. Now, Community Living Australia's Director of Business Development, Sula Dagas, joins me to discuss. Welcome, Sula.
Hi, Jenny. Great to be with you and your listeners.
So tell us about the program.
We're really excited by this program. We're lucky to have received funding from Country SA PHN, or the Primary Health Network, and this is to support older people living in residential aged care facilities with their emotional wellbeing, just like you mentioned. And it is something that eligible people can access straight away.
Oh, right. Now, what kind of support is it? What's on offer?
Well, we have a number of clinicians that can talk to people where they're not feeling quite themselves. So, for example, if they are having relationship issues, they're feeling like things that they used to enjoy, they're just not enjoying anymore. They've just moved in. We know a move of any type can be quite stressful for some. If they're having some health issues or problems or feel lonely, or they're just feeling like they don't have the control or the confidence that they felt like they used to, our people can come in, have a chat and help them through that.
Oh, that's great. So I imagine there'll be a lot of people who are, you know, used to being independent and living in their own home for a number of years, and it's just quite difficult when that's taken away, when they have a fall or something like that.
Very much so. You know, where you've lived your life for so long and been independent for so long, a change in circumstances like that can be quite distressing for people. I'd love to give you an example. Mm. We worked recently with a person, we'll call her Marie because her confidentiality is really important. She had exactly what you mentioned. She had had a fall at home and she had temporarily moved into residential care. Before that, she had a long-standing career which she loved, obviously had since retired, and she was missing her career. And now Marie was really worried. She didn't know what her future living arrangements were going to be. And she just felt this overwhelming feeling of displacement and was finding it hard to get through her day. Marie was referred to us by someone within the residential aged care facility. And Marie's goals really were to focus on resolving how she felt about her living arrangements and how she could deal with the unsurety of what was happening moving forward. Marie started to work with one of our clinicians confidentially, and she really started to enjoy her sessions to the point now she has gained confidence in her decision-making abilities, and she's getting on and being active and joining in activities where before she just didn't have that confidence to do so.
Excellent. So it sounds like there are some definite benefits there. Any other benefits you wanted to mention?
Very much so. Look, the benefits are wide-ranging. It really can be from something as simple as just trying to get on with activities that are available to someone, or helping someone with decision-making process moving forward. It really comes down to what people are personally wanting to achieve out of it. And I think it's really important to note that the discussions had are confidential, so people don't feel like, you know, their information will be shared with all and sundry as well.
So are all people in residential aged care facilities eligible for this program?
There is an eligibility criteria, but most people definitely will be. So certainly, like you mentioned, people living in the Adelaide Hills region in residential aged care facilities that are just not quite feeling themselves. Something may have happened recently, like a health diagnosis, or like we mentioned, someone, unfortunately, they may have lost someone dear to them and they're just needing an ear and someone to talk to. But the people that they're talking to are professionals and have got some great strategies to help people as well.
Excellent. So how can people access the program?
There's a number of ways people can access it. Their GP can refer them, their residential aged care facility can refer them, or people can call us direct and they just simply need to call us on 8536 5888 and we'll help them through the process.
Oh, excellent. So that's Community Living Australia, and people can get all sorts of different advice and support with regards to disabilities as well, can't they, in the NDIS?
Very much so. That's certainly something that we're very well known for. But in this instance, we're really grateful to Country SA Primary Health Network for acknowledging the need, and we are really enjoying working with our partners at Community Options Australia to bring such a great service that is free to anyone that needs to use it.
Great. It's called the Emotional Wellbeing Program, and that's with Community Living Australia. Thanks so much for your time today, Sula Dagas.
Great to talk to you, Jenny. Have a great day.